This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hello everyone, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo. I have been requested by Bruce, VK5 VAB, on behalf of the project commissioner for Jota and Jotai to pass on the following information regarding the Jamboree on the air and the Jamboree on the internet, Jota and Jotai, which is the world's largest digital scout event taking place online and over the air. The educational event brings together more than 2 million scouts every year in October for a weekend of scouting and friendship. Young people can learn about communications, technology, and connect with fellow scouts from over 170 countries. Jota and Jotai promotes a scout sense of belonging to the worldwide scout movement and builds cultural awareness, develops a tolerance, advocates sharing and collaboration, as well as demonstrates teamwork. It provides exciting opportunities for young people to explore technology and to develop technical skills, including fostering innovation and creativity through communication with other scouts, a wide range of activities using amateur radio and digital communication technology are the chief methods of attaining these goals. Jota and Jotai strives for the meaningful engagement of as many young people from as many parts of the world as possible annually on the third weekend of October, 15th to the 17th of October in 2021. We invite members of the amateur radio community and their clubs to actively support the Jota and Jotai activities by assisting at a scout hall where Jota and Jotai activities will be run over the weekend, being present on air and responding to calls from scouts and guides from local interstate and international Jota stations, regional area contacts, approach your local regional scout group and help them participate in the event. We have two stations so far in the metropolitan area of Adelaide, Elizabeth, Edinburgh Park Scout Group and Glenelg Scout Activity Centre, and we are looking forward to establish others around the Adelaide metropolitan area and several regional centres. Programme guides will be provided and Scouts SA will promote the activity to all of our groups. More information will be forthcoming. We hope that the amateur radio community in Adelaide and around the state can and does join in and by giving responses to any calls they hear. Thank you.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. At our last business meeting, it was decided that we should begin planning for our postponed annual convention and the 2021 Australian Fox Hunting Championships. To this end, the convention committee is now examining a couple of dates to ensure that there is minimal conflict with other events before selecting one and going public with it, so we should have a firm date by next Sunday's news update. Unfortunately, whatever date we select will still be subject to any border closures that may be imposed at the time. Obviously, we are hopeful that by whatever date is selected, the COVID situation will have settled down and stabilised to the point where we can carry through and complete the weekend without any further hassles. We have another car rally to exercise our skills on. Taking place on Sunday, July the 11th, this will be a major rally with approximately 30 entries and will take place to the west of Mount Gambier and some of the local pine plantations. A good number of our members will be required to efficiently monitor the progress of competitors safely through the various sections, and already we have an almost full house of volunteers. I believe that some of the sections will be very fast, so we expect that there will be some runoffs, bingles and DNFs due to car damage, etc. This will be a daylight rally, so we do not expect to have a late night or early morning as we sometimes experience with night rallies. all good fun, and it helps to keep our hands-on portable experience focused and sharp. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Wayne, VK5APN, for this week's news and notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. We have been having some very informative technical night presentations of late. The last two by David, VK5KK, one being on 3D printing and how to generate the files needed to produce unique items rather than getting off-the-shelf files from the web. This has been accomplished by using the OpenSCAD software. David has produced some very nice enclosures for his 122 GHz transverter, which mounts nicely into a LMB focal point clamping arrangement, allowing the repurposing of old Foxtel dishes and LNB arms. Another technical presentation by David has been on batteries and their charge-discharge characteristics, comparing the common type of batteries available, AGM, SLA, lithium-ion, and LiFePO batteries. There has been some building work carried out at the Elizabeth Water Tower, which is a step closer in having the ability to access our equipment up there in a safe manner. The Winter VHF-UHF Fill Day is currently underway, which started on Saturday morning. Some contacts have been made, mainly from home-based stations, with only the brave venturing out into the cold and wet conditions. Our next general meeting will be on Tuesday, the 6th of July, and hope to see you there. Our club meets on the first Tuesday for a general meeting and on the third Tuesday for a technical night each month, located in the Scout Hall, 68 Mofflin Road, Elizabeth Grove. Arrive after 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. We would like to see you there. Members and visitors are most welcome. 73 from Wayne, VK5APN, and those at the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHAS. There seems to be a problem with the AHAS website again. I've had reports from some members when they try to get the website to look at the calendar, they get a version of the website from 2020. I've notified Kern Internet, the provider of our website. Thanks to Jeff, we have found a new venue for our general meetings. And big thank you to Jeff, Christine and Barry for visiting the site last Thursday before our general meeting. The response from all of those at the general meeting was favourable. I have shifted our July committee meeting to the 28th of July so we can go to the new hall in daylight and have a good look at it. The new venue is the Angioli Hall at Crafers, behind the Church of the Epiphany at Crafers. This venue is easy to access. Take the freeway to the Crafers exit, at the roundabout in Crafers, turn off towards Mount Lofty Summit, then immediately turn left into Epiphany Place. Follow the road a short distance to the church driveway on the right. The Angioli Hall is behind the church. The July the 15th general meeting, we will have a talk by Dean, VK5LB, introducing us to his latest toy, the Hack RF rig. On August the 19th, we have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35JT Tonga Expedition, telling us a great story. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 10th of July. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email to rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes their catering much easier. The AHA shirts are ready and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee morning and at the recent general meeting. If you cannot collect them at a meeting, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au. That's patstore@adam.com.au. I'm preparing an updated calendar, and this will be version 5, and will be available when I've had the committee look it over for errors. To access the calendar, Click on the Upcoming Events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHAS Calendar _ 2021 and a version number. Click on this file. This is the calendar. The Ironstone Range site has been down off and on due to insufficient battery power. We've been given some big batteries, and with some other additions, we should soon have sufficient 12-volt power, keeping the site running all the time. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHAS is planning for 2021. My email for this month is still philstorr@adam.com.au. That's philstorr@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Last Friday night's meeting was a tech night, and it was with pancakes. Yes, we had lots of pancakes. Many thanks to Pat Storr and Phil, VK5SRP, for an excellent feed of pancakes with lots of maple syrup, different kinds of jam, and lots of cream. Yummy. It was very, very good. So everybody enjoyed that feed of pancakes. And the only downer of the night was getting into our meeting hall, as the roads all around it were closed for nighttime roadworks. So it was like we were maze runners trying to get in. Anyway, there were some very interesting projects and some very nice looking Morse keys on show, and everybody had a good night. So that was last Friday night's tech night. Now the meetings for July will be the first one on Friday the 9th of July, and then there will be another meeting on Friday the 23rd of July. But the big news, of course, is that there's a fifth Friday in July, and that will be on Friday the 30th of July, and it's going to be Christmas in July. So that should be very good. Stay tuned for more information about that.
It is with deep regret we note the passing to the great ham shack above of respected NERC member Les White, VK5ZW. As well as being an active club member, Les was very involved in model aircraft. He excelled in both hobbies and will be fondly respected by all those friends who knew him. On behalf of the NERC secretary and the club membership, we offer our deepest sympathies to his family and close friends. Vale, Les White, VK5ZW.
Well, that's all for this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Remember, if you miss the broadcast, then you can hear it by following the link on the North East Radio Club website. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.